Why don't you begin by telling us about the genesis of this album, where the idea came from, how it developed, how it came to fruition?
Well, I think in all my CDs, I try to reflect what the kind of programs I offer in concert, I suppose, and there's usually quite a lot of variety in what I present. And the initial idea for this album was for it to be a sort of Baroque revisited album, where it was composers looking back to the Baroque and composing pieces inspired by the Baroque, but perhaps in their own particular style. And I decided then to expand that to reflect what I was doing at the time, and the idea of a CD where all the composers were sort of paying homage or tribute to something in particular. And there is a Baroque strand through some of it that remains. There's the Bach-Busoni chaconne, which is, of course, Busoni looking back to Bach. And similarly, in Mendelssohn's Preludes and Fugues, of which two are presented here, Mendelssohn really looking back to that era. There's the Franck Perlicrown Fugue. And as a sort of generous, you could say, bonus tracks on the digital edition is available Ravel Tombeau de Couperin, which there wasn't room for on the CD, which is Ravel looking towards the French Baroque and the sort of sensibility of the French Baroque dance suite. Then that is the Baroque segment of the CD, and then there is Chopin's Barcarolle and Liszt, Venise, and Napoli, where the composers are looking towards particular places. Chopin to Venice, which is a place that he never visited. In this work, he sort of almost looked to it with a sense of nostalgia, although he never actually went there. And then also Liszt, Venice, and Napoli, which is a wonderful set of three pieces by Liszt, in which he uses themes that would have been very famous on the streets of those cities at the time. They're the kind of thing that you'd hear someone humming on the end of the street, and it's a wonderful piece of piano writing as a set.
Yeah. You talk about Chopin never having visited Venice. Have you been there yourself, out of curiosity?
I've never played there. I've had an unfortunate experience of Venice, is that both times that I've been there, I've been changing trains and it's been pouring down with rain. So I haven't seen Venice in the best light yet, shall we say.
So you're perfectly suited to empathize with Chopin, I guess.
Yes, I suppose so.
I'm curious, I can see the Baroque connection, and I can see how it may have grown out of this idea of kind of a nouveau Baroque. How did you decide to bring in the Italian influence with Venice and with Naples?
Well, I suppose I was thinking, I mean, I'd been playing the Chopin Barcarolle in previous seasons, and I decided to bring back Venice and Napoli. So I suppose it sort of came from the recital program, and then I saw the connections between the pieces, and thought of it. I mean, there's also, of course, in some of the works, a sort of the idea of personal tribute as well. In Ravel Tombeau de Couperin, each movement is dedicated to a friend who died in the First World War. And there's said to be the same sort of, you could say, posthumous tribute in the Mendelssohn E minor fugue, which is supposedly he wrote that at the bedside of a dying friend, and sort of the piece symbolizes his struggle, I suppose, as he went through his illness and passed away. It was sort of exploring these different ideas of tribute, for looking to the past and also to particular places and to particular people as well.
Yeah, hence the title Homages or Homages. How would you pronounce that?
I think the idea is that it's an English homages.
Okay.
But as you like.
Well, it almost begs the question a little bit, perhaps, what composers or musicians or influences in your life you would pay tribute to if you could, if you put yourself in that position? Obviously, your mother is very much involved from the very beginning.
Oh, personally, yes. Yes, my mother, for sure. I mean, she was my first piano teacher. She was my only piano teacher until I was sort of 9 going on 10. I started learning with someone, a lady called Hilary Coates in London, and then I moved on afterwards to her husband, Christopher Elton, who was the head of keyboard at the Royal Academy of Music, and he's sort of been my main teacher since. But my mother was still a continual presence, and she travelled with me through the early part of my career, and so she sort of knew, and I suppose still knows, my playing better than anyone else, and it was wonderful to have her ears there in concerts and rehearsals to give valuable advice.
Now, you're 24 years old, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Do you still sort of confer with her when you're embarking on a new adventure?
Yes. I mean, she comes to... yes, I still talk to her about certain things, and she comes to concerts now and then when... And of course, is still able to give the same kind of comments that she used to then.
Well, how would you characterize the music that you're attracted to? I mean, do you have a criteria for that? Do you have favorite composers that you tend to gravitate toward? Are they pieces of music that you've been playing for a long time? Or how do you choose what you want to work on?
I think I explore a very wide variety of repertoire. I like very many things. I think sort of historically, when I was younger, I had more of an attraction to music of the Romantic era. So I played a lot of Chopin, and but of course, after that expanded. I mean, I play many things. There were more of unusual things. I'm attracted very much to Spanish repertoire. I love playing things like Albéniz and Granados and Mompou and composers like that. I love the sort of the such colourful evocations of their subjects and of their country as well. It's quite nationalistic music, and the dance rhythms that it uses and things. And I've always been quite attracted to that. But also, you know, Ravel is a composer I love. I played a lot of his music. I think that comes from when I was quite young. When I was 11, I won the keyboard final of a BBC Young Musician, which is a national competition here. And as a consequence, in the final, I played with a professional orchestra for the first time, with the BBC Scottish Symphony, and we did Ravel G major. So I think there are these seeds of things that were planted when I was young. So I suppose I pick out Ravel as a composer who really appeals to me. But you know, I love Beethoven and Mozart and Brahms. I'm really enjoying at the moment. I've been performing Brahms' first concerto, and I have some more concerts with that in January, and it's just such glorious music. I played a number of his chamber works before. I actually played very little for solo piano, but it's been a wonderful thing, to sort of new venture for me to undertake that piece.
Pianist Benjamin Grosvenor, whose latest album is called Homages. It's from Decca Classics. Again, Benjamin, congratulations on the new recording. Thanks for joining us today here on FM 91.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.